You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast.
Back at it again with another episode of La Verdad Podcast, and this is your host Christian. And I wanted to take a quick opportunity to shout out an event that we have going on in the Chicagoland area. So if you're a follower of La Verdad Podcast, or if you love our brand, we want to invite you to Black Wednesday, which is November 23rd. We're going to have our first ever meet and greet, kind of like a party, you know. So if you're in the area, especially if you're in the Chicagoland area and want to get to know who La Verdad is and who the voices are of La Verdad Podcast, the team would like to invite you to party up with La Verdad. So November 23rd, that is at 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. There is no cover. Being that it is Blackout Wednesday or Black Wednesday, every single bar in the city of Chicago is going to be charging some type of cover. So at the bar that we're at, there's not going to be any cover. So come out. It's going to be at Brick House, which is on 3154 West Irving Park Road in Chicago, Illinois. That is 3154 West Irving Park Road. So if you're from the city, that's actually by Irving Park in Kedzie. So come out, enjoy. We're going to have about six or five different DJs. We're going to have wristbands for sale that say La Verdad on it. We're going to have some merchandise, some apparel for you to buy as well. And we're going to have a 50-50 raffle. So you might be able to go out there and get all your drinks paid because you actually bought the raffle. Maybe you won some money. So come and support your local La Verdad LTD team members and the podcast at Black Wednesday on 3154 West Irving Park Road, November 23rd at 10 p.m. And now let's go on to the show, which we have V-Fig and Nati with a second part of their girl talk. So be on the lookout. Peace.
Bueno, mi gente, we're back at it again. We're laughing that podcast. Sorry, guys. Christian's out sick, so I decided to start the show. V-Fig on the mic.
And Nati, how are you guys? Hopefully well. V-Fig, what's up, man?
Oh, my God.
You just got back. Where
yes,
were you? Let the people know.
I am exhausted. I just came back from DR, Dominican Republic. República Dominicana. I'm just kidding. It was a blast. We were out there for a week.
Mm-hmm. What part of Dominican Republic?
Punta Cana. And then we did one of the excursions was like to Sauna Island, and then, which is beautiful. And then we went to the capital, Santo Domingo, for like a city tour.
That's fun.
It was really good. Really, really good.
When
much
did you guys
needed
get
vacation. Yesterday night.
And you're alive. Somewhat. I'm on this Sunday.
Somewhat alive, yeah. I think it was like, because the good thing was is we took a direct flight, mm-hmm. which is nice. No layovers or connections, but, and it's exhausting. And then the package deal that we got was through Frontier Airlines. Never fly. I will not support. I am not in support or anything with Frontier Airlines.
Yeah.
Because they suck.
How? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, okay. So it's cheaper, but
is Frontier like Spirit? I've heard some bad things about Spirit.
I mean, so the actual plane ride wasn't like shitty. Like I've heard where like Spirit Airlines, the actual plane ride itself sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But for the direct flight, it was what, like 5 hours, I think. I mean, it was a good flight, but like you had to pay for your seats. You had to pay for your bags there and back. And you not only do you have to pay to like check a bag like underneath the plane, but you had to pay for your carry-on. Usually it's like you get one carry-on and a personal item, which is free, and then you just pay if you're checking bags or whatever. But
so you're paying for every little
you
thing?
You pay for everything. So yes, it's a cheaper flight, but like I said, you're paying for everything, including your seat. And then so usually they give you, so now they start, well, at least I forgot what I, when I went to Jamaica, they gave you like these wafers, really good.
It's like wafers,
like
a cookie,
like a vanilla wafer. It's really good with coffee, but okay. Like on Frontier, the only thing you get for free is water.
You gotta pay for everything. You don't get no peanuts.
Like, yeah, no, you know, no peanuts, no fucking wafers, no nothing, and everything, of course, is mad expensive. So,
I haven't been on a plane in years.
When's the last time you've been out of?
Man, I don't know. When I think my last family vacation was like with my mom and my brother when we were younger, mm-hmm. and that was over 10 years ago for sure. So my goal this year, though, is to take Caleb to Disney World. So that's going to be our next flying. So.
For 2017.
Yeah, for his fifth birthday. So duly noted, don't fly Frontier or Spirit.
Or Spirit. I mean, you know, like my brother lives in New York. Mm-hmm. And he always flies Southwest,
yeah.
Which is only through Midway. So it's like cheaper, I think you get like 2 free check bags or something, where it's definitely worth it. Only problem is, like, so my parents live 5 minutes away from O'Hare, so I spent the night there and then they picked me up, whereas if you're coming from O'Hare, it's a complete opposite. It's a whole right. hour away. Yeah. So, but
okay, vacation is nice away from this. Actually, we've had good weather here, I can't lie. It's fall. We've had some good fall weather, but I'm sure weather in Punta Cana was a lot better.
Yeah.
What'd you guys get, like 80s?
Yeah, it was all 80s. It was real humid. I personally liked it. I liked the humidity. I was just talking about how, like, my hair, like, when I went to Arizona, mm-hmm. the air is dry, like it's just heat,
yeah.
And it's there's no humidity in the air, so you can feel it in your hair. Whereas like anywhere down south that I've gone, so like Florida or you know Mexico or whatever, and even Jamaica, like my hair just feels, I don't know, I'm gonna say it's the humidity. So
Punta Cana, you recommend it?
Yes,
for people to
yes.
go.
Stayed in all inclusive.
Did you?
Yep.
Nice.
So
you guys
unlimited.
Were lit all day.
Huh? Yeah. 24/7.
Wake up.
Wake lit. Up. Drink.
Wake up. Drink.
Yeah. That's but funny. No, at one point though, so like there's like a bar in the pool, whatever, right?
And where you like get to sit like the pools yeah, like, are in the water.
Yes, yes. That's and they even had like Jamaica. Tables. They had a whole long table yeah, and then they had dope. Little tables with stools that you can just chill at. But at one point, you know, everybody there, all the workers are Dominican. They all speak Spanish to each other. And at one point, you heard one of the workers like, yo, like start watering down the drinks. We just had 3 people throw up. But it's like, come on, you know?
So it was your first... And Christian may get a little mad that we're touching on this, but hey, la verdad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your first vacation, huh?
Vacation. Yeah, I was nervous.
Were you?
Yeah. You know,
this like, is girl talk for real, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, they always say, no matter who you travel with, traveling with someone, you learn
more.
So
like
much
with
about
someone.
Them.
You don't really know
yeah.
that person until you're spending
Exactly. So I was just nervous. Like, yeah. you know, you can learn so many more things. And it's not like where you can like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm just going to go back home. Like,
right.
whatever. Like, you're stuck there. And so I was just.
So one
know,
thing you
then,
learned about him.
He's very fidgety. Like, literally. So, like. I get it, like when people like can't move, like granted the plane
hey, you're
was
going
really small.
Out of the country. He was nervous. I'd be a little nervous too.
But yes, I you know, like I said, I was very nervous just about like the whole like traveling with somebody,
yeah.
and just like how they travel because everybody's really different. But I was pleasantly surprised. Everything went really, really well because I'm very like strict to schedule. Like
right.
we gotta do this, gotta do that.
Right.
That's not how he is, but. It was really good, but like he fidgets like all the time. Like he doesn't stay still. It's really weird.
And you were perfect, right?
Of course. Absolutely perfect. I'm the best person to travel with ever.
Love it. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you guys had fun. Uh-huh. Memories, pictures, always good to look back on.
But now he's sick. Too many mama wannas. Dude, the mom. Okay, so you learned a new word yesterday.
Yeah, I did. You got me. Aphrodisiac. I did. And so I'll be careful when I take a shot of that.
Yeah, they definitely warned you, but like joked about the whole time. They're like, everybody, you know, goes to Punta Cana and drinks some mama wana and then comes back pregnant.
Oh Lord, I'll kill you.
No, I
didn't
know,
say
babies.
That on the mic. But that's fun. I'm glad you guys had fun. And so if you guys need any advice on Dominican Republic, hit me fig up.
Yes, I'll tell you where to go, where to stay. Rio nice. Republica, shout out to Rio and their resorts. It was really good.
Good. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of stuff happened while we were gone.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Trump's our new president for one. But in some positive news, your Cubs won the World Series.
Hell yeah.
So that's,
you can't stop
anyone can
Nazi.
Smile at that. Compared to Trump being our
Cubs, our World
president.
Series champions, baby.
Yeah, exciting. They had Javi Baez at the Macy's downtown on Monday, the Monday following.
Really? Uh-huh.
And I was going to go to try to get one of the shirts I bought for Headley signed.
Yeah.
But that line was going around the block.
I can only imagine.
At like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was like for a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One of the kids was first.
That's why
line.
He was there?
And he was only taking the first 100 or some odd. But I've actually seen a lot of friends take pictures with some of the Cubs players. It's nice that they're, you know, enjoying
they're doing
it.
A lot.
I don't think they're gonna, well, with Grandpa retiring, right? Grandpa Rossi. I don't think this team will ever be, and someone's on free agency. I can't really remember. I think Fowler. Don't quote me, guys. I'm not a Cubs fan. But it's exciting because they're enjoying it to the fullest.
Oh, yeah.
They had a good group of guys. You could tell that they were friends.
Yeah.
You know? So I think one of them is standing up in Chris Bryant's wedding. You know,
oh, wow.
So they're just enjoying it. So it's nice to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on.
That's an awesome victory.
Did you guys vote before you guys left to GR?
Yes.
We're going to just say yes because we don't want to hear. Yes.
Pre-voted.
Yes, y'all did.
Yes.
So Trump's our new
elect.
And how do you feel about it, V-Fig? I know you're not totally into politics and stuff.
I'm not. I don't like talking about politics. Yeah. I don't like talking about religion.
But as a Latina woman, come on. Just how do you... I know. Here, I'll speak on this. Mm-hmm. I was watching... And I'm not a huge on politics either, but I have my opinions, obviously, as a woman and as a Latina. And I just had a very eerie feeling in my stomach watching that debate. I stayed up that night, and I just felt really weird, really sad, something I never felt before. And it's scary at the end of the day.
I think that's why I avoided it, because from the very beginning when it all started and all the comments, remarks that were being said, I refused to watch anything. I didn't watch any of the debates. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear and follow the campaign. I didn't do any research. I just, I don't know. I did what maybe some others, I don't know, but I just read what I read on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right? I'm always on Facebook and I just read what people posted.
Do you think that's a generation thing? Do you think a lot of people our age are doing that?
I don't know about maybe our age, but...
Because it's kind of scary to think that, though.
Yeah, you know? So, like, I think a certain age group probably used the media to as their, like...
Source?
As their source for everything, to think about, okay, what do I know about Trump? What do I know about Hillary Clinton? And what do I know about Bernie Sanders and all this stuff, but... From the very beginning, I I'm not into politics. I don't follow it. I don't post about it. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just had a feeling it was going to get ugly. And for that, I just refused. Now, maybe that's ignorance on me for not, like, following it and being so into it. But, I mean, I don't know. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
Trump is our president.
I think Obama said it best in a... when he did the speech the following day after Hillary did hers, mm-hmm. is he said, you know, he's our new elect president and we just have to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
See what he does. And I guess that might be the best, you know, we're not happy about it, or I'm not happy about it. I'll speak for myself. Mm-hmm. But we just got to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, just I think I saw a poll that said our generation actually mostly voted for Hillary. So it's something to look forward to mm-hmm. after these 4 years. And see, you know, just keep an open mind, see where it goes. But it's scary.
Yeah,
it's scary.
It is. Like, you know, in my line of work, a lot of the people that I serve are the people that unfortunately Trump was making a lot of these ignorant comments about. Uh-huh. And, you know, and even myself as a woman, like all his comments. So it was scary because, you know, a lot of these kids, I run a program where it's all girls for one, and the majority of those girls are of Mexican descent, and you know, when a child is like scared for their life, scared yeah. for their family, and they're crying, mm-hmm. like what's gonna and you don't have the answers, you know. I can't even imagine that as a parent, not having the answers, you know, or not knowing what to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and not being there, and I haven't seen the girls in some time, you know, because I have been away. So I can't.
You haven't seen them since this happened.
Exactly.
So
I'm going to see them this Tuesday. Action, I think.
Reaction. That might be a good discussion.
It will, and I know there's been an article floating around, or maybe several, about like how to talk to your kids about, you know, the yes. election and what's happened, and I want to send that to a lot of my, you know, my mentors and stuff, and this is how you should talk to them. So I really am going to take some time on Tuesday, specifically because this group was of all the programs that I run. I think this is the one that was the most like
affected or
a little bit. Yeah.
It, yeah. Knew about it or mm-hmm. were willing to talk about it. Yeah. I wish my niece is 10, 11. I'm a bad Titi right now.
I think she said she was 10 in June at least.
I'm brain farting right now. But what surprised me, and it made me happy in a sense too, is she knew about the election. She knew who Trump was mm-hmm. and she had her own opinion mm-hmm. and not necessarily like I was happy that because it kind of agreed with my opinion, but just the fact that at 10 years old, I had no concern about politics. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who was running for president. Like it mm-hmm. wasn't in my mind. So to see a younger generation talking about it or just knowing the candidates and knowing having an opinion on it mm-hmm. is exciting for our future, is a positive mm-hmm. thing in my eyes for it. And they had at their school, they had a little mock poll or whatever.
Voting election thing, something.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, where they voted. And
but it, you know, it is scary. And just the aftermath of it all, you know, coming back and then like, you know, going back onto social media and seeing mm-hmm. what's been posted in the video, you know, like I think we talked about in past episodes, like how you open up your phone and the video's right there because everyone's on their phone all the time. Right. So it's real quick. When something happens, boom, someone's got their phone out recording. Yeah. And the stuff that I'm seeing, and I've said it before too, it's not nothing new. This shit's been happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's just now that it's more visible to the public eye because we have our phones, we have our cameras, and it's just, it's really scary. It's really sad. And I think the only thing that we can do right now is focus on, you know, being positive, being open-minded, like making sure that, you know, we're not spreading the negativity or like adding on to it in a sense. And, you know, like for example, like reposting videos because you think it's scary or not scary, but like, did you see this? Or like, can't believe this is happening. Like we need to spread the love. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, love Trump's hate. It is one of the little.
So just, things. I think to our listeners, just, I mean, a lot of our listeners are Latino. That's what La Verdad is. Yeah. You know, we're trying to focus on the Latino community. And I'm pretty sure a lot disagree with how this went. And just keep an open mind, try to stay positive and get through these 4 years. So what do we got? 300 and what's the countdown, guys?
I don't know.
Well, it can't be 300. That's a year. Oh, my God. So whatever. 4 more years. Keep an open mind. And, you know, hopefully the next election, it'll be a different result.
We got to unify.
Huh?
We got to stay together.
Yeah.
We can't let what happened, you know,
bring us down.
From a Puerto Rican standpoint, we're so prideful and we have so much energy and so much, and we need to use that in a positive light. So yeah. I think we can do that.
Yep. So we are in November. What's coming up? What else has been going on in the world? Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
We're doing our first. Hey guys, this is actually a big deal for V-Fig and I, because y'all know
we have
no friends.
No friends.
We are doing our first annual Friendsgiving, and I am pretty excited.
Cue the round of applause. It's not just us, guys.
We actually
we're bringing Shady.
Shady's coming. Christian, obviously, and hopefully the other guy, Carlos, the other host of the podcast, and his wife and daughter can join us.
It'll be good.
And
hopefully Abby will be here. I'm not sure what their plan for Christian and Abby, if he gets her or not. I hope he does.
Well, the good thing is we're not doing it on Thanksgiving. We're not doing it on Thanksgiving the day after before. So we've given everyone.
I'm excited. We just got to figure out where we're doing it.
Yeah, we got to do the where and the menu, obviously. Yes. But I'm excited. Shady's been talking about how he's a cook, so we'll see, Shady. Christian's rice that he made for. When did he make that rice? It was really good. His red rice.
I think it was Abby's birthday.
It was.
Yeah.
That rice was bomb. So hopefully Christian makes the red rice. Who's doing the lechon?
I've never made lechon. You know, I made ham. I made a ham glaze, like, you know, the Puerto Ricans
do.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Here we go.
Good job.
What is your traditional Thanksgiving family food? What do you guys usually have?
So every Thanksgiving is always at my parents' house.
Got it.
And I love it. My parents don't have a giant house at all, but, you know, we managed to fit everybody in there. Yeah. And, you know, the family's been changing. Everybody brings their significant others, and it changes from here time to time.
It's hard as we get older.
They have kids, or some people...
Gotta do both families.
Exactly. Like my cousin, she's got, you know, her two kids, and they've got, you know, their fathers, and they had his family. So anyways, we managed to do it every year. And
you guys do Thanksgiving Day, or...
Yeah, we do Thanksgiving Day.
Thursday.
And my mom cooks the turkey. My mom does all the cooking. God bless her. Like, literally gets up at the crack of dawn, starts cooking in the kitchen all morning, all afternoon, till we sit down to eat.
Good.
And even afterwards, because she's cleaning
it's
up.
It's pretty common, I mean, in the culture.
So she makes the turkey, and then my uncle Joel makes another turkey. And then we have ham, and, you know, we have pasteles.
Gotta have the pasteles.
Yes. And
the lechon. I always have lechon, I think.
We don't always have that, but
we have lechon.
Yeah.
And Christmas too. For Christmas
we definitely have lechon.
And ham.
Yeah.
Potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. Baked mac and cheese. I don't know.
Yeah, we're at that age where we gotta start. Okay, so like my mom, everywhere she goes, everyone knows she's bringing the pasta salad.
Oh, okay.
You know
everyone
what I'm
knows
saying?
She's so, pasta
right,
salad.
Like
okay.
Everyone has their specialty. My Titi Alice, she makes the bomb potato salad.
Mm.
So like everyone's like, Titi, you're bringing the potato salad? Like,
right, yeah.
So it's like we're getting at that age now where our friends are having their own functions and we gotta come up with what we're gonna bring. What's our specialty?
Well, for Father's Day,
the cookies from Jewel. No.
She ain't lying, though. She don't show up with 3 bags.
I'm going to come with
Jewel
chorizo.
Oh,
I love
God.
Chorizo, so.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I did like a baked mac and cheese for Father's Day. What else? I did something else for Father's Day.
You did cook for Father's Day. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was nice.
You know, I think last year Thanksgiving, yeah, because I was still out of my apartment. Yeah, I was in my apartment. So last year Thanksgiving, I made chocolate chip banana bread, which at first when you look at it, it looks like raisin bread, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody likes raisin bread.
Banana's
and I was
bread
like, yo,
good.
Like, did you try my chocolate chip? You know, I was really proud of it because it was bomb. And they're like, oh, it's chocolate chip, but I'm like, yeah. And it, like, everybody loved it. I killed it. I'm super proud of myself.
Good. What about for work? You guys do anything for work?
We have like a, like we do these like monthly fun Fridays. Mm. So if it happens to be around a holiday, so they're bringing in food. I think last year we had like smoked barbecue chicken.
Oh, yeah, stuff. We're doing a potluck at my job too.
Yeah, some people could bring
I've
in
been
stuff.
Put on buying a cake duty.
So I'm probably gonna donate $5.
Anything.
Only because like I mostly commute to work. I'm not trying to bring like a whole ass plate on the fucking train.
Hey, that brings up a thing I just thought of right now. Okay, so like I've said it a few times already that I'm buying my food, right?
Right.
And you just said and said that your mom cooks.
Yeah.
From morning. Do you think our generation of Latinas are losing that?
Hell yeah.
Like,
I already know what you're going to say.
What do we call it? Like that cook for your family, cook for your man, know how to cook, know how to throw down. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
Yeah.
But do you think it's a lost thing?
In our I really do because like, It's not that I don't like cooking, you know, I cook all the time, but it's not something like, oh, I'm Latina, I'm going to bring this I'm going to cook this and this is what I'm going
to
bring.
5 in the morning.
Yeah, hell no.
You said hell no, not just no, you said hell no.
Like, you know, but, you know, don't get me, I follow this woman, her name is Ava and she's on YouTube. I think her page is like, sweets and
Oh my god,
your phone just fell. Sweets and I don't know, sweets and something, I forget. But her name is Ada, and I, not that I follow her, but I always YouTube her to make certain, and that's how I made the ham.
Okay.
Granted, my stuff probably doesn't come out as great as hers, but I haven't lost, because I know when I have my family and, you know, when I get married and things like that, I definitely don't want to lose any of my culture. I want to have it where, like, you know, you see those memes where, you know, you want to sleep in a Sunday morning and then your mom turns on the salsa music super loud so she can vacuum the hallway.
And you know it's cleaning day.
I want that to be my house. I will be more than happy to get up. And I love cleaning my house. But so I definitely don't want to lose any of that. I just feel that it's like the culture. I don't know what the word is, like the feeling of it always being there. Like that's like standard. It's lost. I almost feel like I have to put in so much effort for it to be there and stay there. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Growing up, my mom always tried to get me in, like, come learn how to cook. Like she would get mad when I'd be like, no, I don't want to learn. Like, I don't, I've never liked being in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Breakfast, I throw down. I can do breakfast. Yeah. I like breakfast. I'll wake up, I'm cooking breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, I like used to throw a hissy fit. And then since having Caleb, you know, like I grew up where my mom and dad cooked dinner every day. I had a home cooked meal. We sat at the dinner table and we had that every day.
Yeah.
Like every day. Going out, eating out was once in a while, was a luxury.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be the wrong word, but whatever. It was once in a while. So when I loved that. I love looking back and loved that I had that. So when I knew that I was having my Caleb, I was like, I want that too. So I didn't know how to cook essentially. And okay, in the beginning, you know, he was drinking his milk and then the baby food, but then he got to an age where like he's gotta have real food. He's gotta survive. So that's kind of what made me start learning how to cook.
Yeah.
And now I cook.
By the way, Nati, if you ever want some pollo guisao, Nati's pollo guisao is bomb. Like, for real, mine sucks.
And that means so much, really, because, like I said, my mom, like, it took so long to get to a point where I can cook, be comfortable in the kitchen cooking and not, like, have to look online. Like, I could just do it from the top of my head, you know? And it's like, for something new or different, of course, I'll need instructions or...
And, you know, and that's the thing. But the Puerto Ricans, they don't give you instructions.
Right. They're just like,
chinga this.
A pinch of salt and two things of adobo and two packets of this. So it's just like
I don't know. You know, yeah. My mom hates cooking. My mom doesn't suck. My mom's really good meals. Yeah, she doesn't suck at cooking. But
Norma, if you're listening to this, we love you. And I love my cooking, mommy. Okay,
but I know she hates cooking. But the thing, like, so she, like, my grandma's a bomb ass cook. I think everybody's grandma's a bomb ass cook.
Yes,
right. Especially her soap. Oh my god. Okay, so.
Even soda tastes better at my grandma's house. I don't drink soda. This is really weird. But she'll pop open a can of
with
Coke.
A little bit of ice?
Yeah. Yes! In a styrofoam cup. She'll put it and it's like, oh, this Coke tastes so good. It's just something about so Lela's house that it's just like, yes, yeah. Lela, so I love you.
Her cooking is bomb. And like, I don't know I don't really know too much about my mom's childhood, like growing up, but I know my mom told me that she was the same way. Like, she never had to cook in the house, which is pretty odd, actually, because that was still, like, an older generation from us. Yeah. So, you know, she never had. And the first time she actually had to cook for somebody is when she got married to my dad, you know. So that was the first time she's ever had to, like, get up in the kitchen and make a meal. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so that's probably why, you know, she never expected me to cook. You know, my grandma tried to teach me here and there. I'm like, I'll learn later.
Yeah.
Because to me...
But when the pressure's on you to cook for someone else, it's different. Like, dude, for me, it was Caleb. For your mom, it was marrying your dad. Like, you have someone that you have to feed now. And then the way these boys and men are raised is your woman needs to cook for you, right?
Exactly.
So they're, you know, they're old. Your dad meets your mom and he's like, yo,
dude,
where's my
mom doesn't want to cook.
And she's like...
So my dad bowls, right, on Saturdays. And like, sometimes, like... I get it. I totally get it. My mom is tired. You know, like she's...
Oh, been, yeah.
And she don't want to cook. And she wants to, like, just have cereal for dinner. My mom is... my mom be comfortable eating cereal for dinner every day.
Me too, love. And
so, like, she just don't want to cook that day. And my dad will come home expecting a whole ass meal. And he gets pissed.
When,
like,
it's not there.
What the, you know? Yeah. He's like, I gotta have cereal.
So how do you feel now? Like, now you're a grown woman. Are you gonna be the type of woman to cook for your man every day, dinner?
Yeah, you know, because so I moved out. It'll be 2 years this coming April.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest. I was very spoiled as a child. Never had to do chores and never had to. No, I never. No,
that's,
I never.
That's the bourbon
I never had
lifestyle.
An allowance. I know. I never got an allowance. So I there are certain things I didn't get. But you know, I didn't have an allowance.
Either. I didn't either.
I wasn't working for anything. I didn't have to work, which is, you know, so thankful to my parents. I didn't have to get a job. And I know for a lot of Latino families, like, that's what we have to do. Yeah. The kids, as soon as you're 15, 16 years old, you have to go out and help, you know, bring in the income. But once I was bringing in some money, don't get me wrong, I did help my parents a lot financially. But, you know, so I didn't have to clean, I didn't have to cook, I didn't have to do, I did my own laundry though. I did my own laundry. But, you know, my mom was like, well, you need to learn, because what are you going to do when you're on your own? I'm like, I'll figure it out. Like, I'm not a dumbass. You know, I'm a very intelligent woman. So when I moved out, it wasn't like I'm going to starve or like go to McDonald's every day. Like, yeah, I picked up my phone. I followed Ada on YouTube. And now I know how to make arroz con gandules. And I know how to do all these other things. It doesn't taste as great as maybe my abuela cooks. But, you know, when I cook for other people, their plates be empty. So I'm pretty sure it tasted a little good, maybe. I haven't made it for you yet, actually.
We were talking, Christian walked in. He's a little under the weather, but we were just talking about your arroz con gandules for the
How it's fire. You need to make arroz.
I got kicked out of my own podcast today.
Nah. We know you weren't paying too well.
This is our
This is girl talk. You are not allowed.
Nah, but we were talking about traditional family foods for the holidays, so.
Yeah, so
you've been on cooking the arroz con gandules for our Friendsgiving duty.
Yep, you are on rice duty. I might bring a ham. I don't know when Nathie's gonna bring it. We haven't figured it out yet. So like, I wasn't, you know, I'm not a dumbass. I figured out how to make certain things. And it's funny because when I invited my parents over, I invited them over twice, I think now, which is not nearly enough as I should have. But every time I invited them over, my cooking was shit. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
Fire alarm goes off.
Dude, like, I was trying to make my beans. You know, I cooked the beans with the potatoes, and like, the potatoes weren't cooking. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? Like, I did it no different than I did it any other day. I don't know. Maybe I was in a rut. I don't know.
Dude, it's so funny to me because, and you bring the potatoes and the beans up and it's common for me. That's how I eat my white rice and beans, and I always have a potato in there, right? So yeah. I take my lunch to my food to my lunch to work every day, leftovers for lunch.
Yeah.
So I work with, I have a pretty mixed law firm that I work with. Yeah. And so every day they're like looking at my food and they're like, what's that? Why do you have potatoes in your beans? And I'm like, this what? Is normal. Like, what do
they
y'all
really
eat?
Ask you? Dude, they have do potatoes all the time. In your beans?
One time I brought ribs with rice. And so they make fun of me all the time because they're like, Nati, all you eat is rice. You bring rice every day. And I'm like, and I fucking love it. Like, I love rice.
Yes.
It's like, that's normal. They're like, that's a side. I'm like, low key, that's my main dish. Like, my main food. And then, like,
whatever meat.
With whatever meat. That's normal to me. And so then they all look at me like I'm crazy. They make fun of me all the time. And then what do I bring for lunch the next day? White rice and pork chops every day.
Maybe
I don't
some pizza
care.
Rolls.
Every day. No, pizza rolls when, you know, it's coming close to getting our check.
At yeah,
the,
right.
At the end of the 2 weeks, the end of the month. That's the pizza roll, the ham and cheese sandwiches, and the Chef Boyardee cans. No, but it's just funny. The different foods that cultures have and what's normal to us and what's
well,
normal
it's like
to other
work
people.
For me too. If I, it's rare that I bring leftovers because usually what I cook is what, and I really don't like eating it the next day. But when I do, like people at work
you don't
be
like leftovers.
I know. I do like leftovers, but like I don't make enough sometimes where I have it for lunch.
Got it.
It's not that often, but so. When I do bring it in, everybody's like, oh my God, what is, like, it's some foreign ass shit
right,
or whatever.
You,
I'm like,
oh, but you work with a lot of white
people. Yeah, I do. I work with mostly white people.
And they're like, what is this seasoning?
What is this
seasoning?
Right? Like,
what does
oh my
this
God,
taste
it's
like
so good.
It's not seasoning, people. Put some seasoning on your damn chicken. Shit.
Some adobo on that. No, but literally all the time I'm like, it's just some rice and beans.
Right? Like basic, right? Like
basic ass shit that I eat every day. But they're like, oh my God, that sounds like so good. Like, and they're over there eating their like dry ass salad and shit. Shit.
Like, with cucumbers. Like, that's all my, one of my girls should be on this, like, diet. And I'll be like, that's all you're having for lunch? Where's, like, how are you full? How does that fill you up?
And they sit there and complain.
I think I'm yelling. Sorry, guys.
Literally.
I feel like this is going to be really loud.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Because I'm yelling. It's the Puerto Rican.
No, literally, or, like, if I didn't cook, so I'll go and get a pizza, or I'll go and get... like a sandwich, whatever. They're like, oh man, your lunch looks so good. Then why are you eating a salad then? Like, why are you hating your life?
Hey, with that low key,
eating a salad.
Low key, like, summer comes around and then me and you are like, body goals.
Like,
looking at
you know what? I've accepted that this Puerto Rican body may not look like the, you know, the average Puerto Rican body, but like, I don't have a flat tummy. I don't have like all these curves everywhere. Yeah. Like, you know, like you think
the
Puerto
Rican.
You're
confident, you're comfortable in your skin.
I
that's what matters.
I am very,
at the end of the
very
day.
Happy with what I've accepted. This is what it is.
What
there
I
are certain
love.
Things that actually I'm very happy are getting bigger. I think that, you know, it comes with like relationship pounds or whatever, but I have definitely, because I went to the doctor right before I left to DR, and so, you know, they weigh you and whatever, and I'm like, oh shit, like I know I put on weight. I'm just like, okay, here we go. I put on 1 foot and then the other.
Vanessa Figueroa, a whopping 105 pounds.
No, 112.
112. And one,
but like, granted, like I used to fluctuate between 92 and 98 pounds in high school. I didn't break 100 till junior year in college. I didn't get no freshman 15. I got like the junior 8 or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, so I definitely put on a good. From maybe freshman year of high school, I'm sorry, freshman year of college till now. So that's been how many years? 2000. It's 2016.
But don't you look at pictures from people who you went to high school with
like
and you're
10
like,
years.
Damn, we got fat as fuck, you guys, from high school. We are some fat fucks now, everybody. We
you know, but
crazy.
You know what? I'll give it. There are some people I went to high school with that went down, like they were really big, really big. And they started eating right. You know, and that's the hardest part, I think, for me, and maybe for a lot of people, is, you know, you can work out all you want, but if you don't put the right food in your body, it's not going to do nothing.
And that's where I'm struggling with. Right. I cannot give up.
Which is why I've accepted that my stomach, the way it looks, is the way it's going to be.
I love my meat. I love steak. I love pork. Mm-hmm. I love it. So.
Mommy. Yep.
Hey, Caleb.
Mommy.
Say hi.
Hi. Mommy.
Say Boricua.
Boricua.
All right. Well, sorry, one day guys. I'll have a little one to cook for. Right, Caleb?
Caleb, you like mommy's cooking? Come here.
Do you like your mom's cooking, Caleb?
You like mommy's cooking?
Do you like her boyogi sal?
Yes. What's your favorite that mommy cooks?
My favorite is hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hey, I cook there some it is, bomb guys. Hot dogs.
La mommy, Latina mommy, make some bomb hot dogs.
Hold on, okay, let me just send me off. I cook, y'all. I don't just cook hot dogs. I cook.
He makes hot dogs.
But, not now.
But yeah, so I definitely have accepted that this is what it is my body, and I'm not going to be eating salads. I don't like them. I'm going to stick to all of my Puerto Rican cuisine, and that's what it'll be.
At the end of the day, that's all it is. As long as you're happy with yourself, as long as people are happy with themselves, what they look like, and, you know, they're keeping it semi-healthy. That's all that it is at the end of the day.
I'll definitely look forward to our Friendsgiving.
Yep.
Then.
Anyone wants to join us next year, let us know.
If you want to be our friend and be invited to our Friendsgiving, then it'll be great.
But you guys, check us out. We're still looking for interns. Have we put that on the podcast yet?
I don't think it's been on the podcast, but we've definitely put it on our website. So, you know, if you're looking for some type of experience or, you know, willing to help us out, willing to donate, like I said, it does cost money for a lot of our equipment that we use, a lot of the things that we do. You know, we're trying to get events going. A lot of that costs money. So if you care to donate, help us out, let us know.
We have our first event coming up soon. Nothing set in stone yet, but it is in the works, guys. So
yeah,
please
keep
in tune with us at all social media at laver.ltd. Hit us up. Check out our website.
Share us.
And give us some feedback. We've been getting a lot of feedback from people, and we love it. Whether, you know, positive and negative, constructive criticism. You know, we're growing, and we want to know what you guys want from us.
This
so
is
we
for
can,
you guys.
You know, see we what you guys grow. Need and want. So thank you. You guys have a good week.
Gracias, mi gente. Caleb probably would
say, gracias, mi gente.
Yes, sir.
Mi gente.
Last out of the time.
Good enough.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.